Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, in the old days, when someone, a customer, a prospect, especially a prospect, someone you don't know, either calls on the phone or comes in the door of your business, maybe for the first time or for whatever reason, you know, you don't automatically recognize them. If you were smart, you would ask them how they found you. Lady comes in and you say, welcome, thanks for coming in. And you talk to her for a little while. And then you say, by the way, I was just curious, how did you find us? And literally, you could say that. How did you find us? How did you find out about us? How did you find out about us? And as you know now, customers don't wake up thinking about questions like that, right? They don't think about you asking them questions like that. So it's not their job to remember those things. And so you might have to help them. You might have to ask them to recall. If you said, how did you find us? And they kind of look at you funny. Well, you know, we advertise on the radio. We advertise in the newspaper. We advertise on TV. We have a Yellow Pages ad. We sponsor three little leagues and two soccer teams or whatever. And so you might actually throw something out like that. And then they might say, oh, yeah, I saw your ad. That's why or they might immediately say, oh, I saw your ad in the paper. Or I heard about you on the radio. So what does that tell you? That tells you how your marketing budget is working, right? It tells you how, if you had an ad somewhere. Okay, good, and you make a note of that, so you know how to, you know, there's an old saying that one of the great 20th century ad guys said. He said, "I know half of my marketing advertising budget is working, I just don't know which half." Well, if you ask these questions, you'll kind of know which half is working. So here we are, though. That was the old days. You would say, you know, radio ad, radio TV, et cetera, et cetera. Here in the 21st century. You still need to ask your customers how they found you when they call, when they come in. But there's a new wrinkle these days. For the past at least 10 years, and really up to 15, 16 years, you could have said, or did you find us online? Now, not too long ago, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, it would have been fine to have said, did you find us on our website? Did you see our website? But today, you should be asking them, you should be saying, did you find us online? Because online is the right way, because customers can find you not just on your website anymore. They can find you in other places. Did you know that? Now, okay, hopefully you have a website. I'm praying that you have a website. If you don't have one, please, please get one, even if it's just a simple one. But in the old days, that was the main place people would find you, right? But today we have this other stuff. We have this stuff called social media. We have blogs. We have customer review platforms. We have all kinds of other stuff. And so even though you might not realize it, your company name is being mentioned. If you're doing business at all, if you've got any kind of customers at all. Somewhere people have run into you. Maybe somebody mentioned that they bought something from you on their Facebook page or in their Twitter. Hey, on Twitter, hey, I went down to ABC vitamin store and bought some vitamins on my way to whatever. I mean, your name is being mentioned out there. And so you should ask people how they find you, not only through the traditional 20th century means and the traditional media, but also on the online. So, see, the question is not whether your company is out there online today, but rather to what degree. And this part, this next part is really important. It's going to be on the test. it's also important that you understand what is being said about your business online. So we wanted to know what small business owners are, how they're attributing sales performance to the internet. We wanted to know what you guys thought about where your business was coming from, how much of it was coming from some kind of web activity, some kind of internet activity. So we ask you guys, we ask you on the radio, we ask you on the website, on the newsletter, we ask this question: how much of your 2011 sales do you think will result from some kind of internet activity, even as simple as somebody just mentioning your business online somewhere, anywhere? And what we found out made me pretty happy. 90% said that they would be able to attribute some sales in 2011 to the internet. 90%. How about that? That's pretty impressive. I'm happy to see that. And I think that number has increased considerably over the last 3 to 5 years. So let's break those numbers down. Over half of the people who responded to our poll said less than half of their sales this year would be attributed to some online activity. More than half said less than half would be from the internet. That's fine. The next number is very exciting, though. About a fourth of you said that more than half of your sales would come from the internet. And finally, the bookends, what I'm calling the bookends, those who said all of their sales will come from the internet, was about the same, around 10%, as those who recorded zero because you don't have a website. So breaking it down, over half said less than 50% of sales, 25% said more than 50%, 10% said, around 10% said 100% of sales from the internet, and about the same number, zero. So folks, that's a pretty darned impressive number, those numbers. I'm very happy about that. And here's what you got to remember. As the age of the customer becomes the norm, you know, we've been talking about that, what the age of the customer is, your customers are increasingly demanding more connection and support from you online through online resources. And any company that's not making at least some effort to meet the growing support, online support that people are demanding, will experience the painful death of irrelevancy. And you don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to you. So folks, here's what you got to remember. You don't have to win the online race to be successful, but you do have to show up and compete. If you're not doing anything today, get started. If you're doing some stuff, do a little bit more. It's the future, folks, in the age of the customer. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.